The Dodgers and Braves getting set for Game 1 of the NLCS, and I'm with today's starting first baseman, the one and only Albert Pujols, back in the NLCS. That's got to feel good, Albert.
Well, definitely. You know, anytime that you can get, deep like this into the playoff, I think everybody agree, you know, around the major league, that's what you play for. And having this opportunity, you know, to go out and have a chance to win a ring, it's pretty awesome. You know, that's what you play for.
There was so much attention on that NLDS series between the Dodgers and Giants. How important is it for you and your teammates to refocus for this series after the excitement of Game 5?
Well, I mean, I think we know what we need to do. We got some professional players here. I mean, this is not the first rodeo for a bunch of these guys. You know, they were there last year. They know how to figure it out. So being back again in this situation is pretty good. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, when it's time to go, you know, everybody's going to zoom in and black out. I mean, last series was a great series with the Giants, great season. They had a heck of a season, great organization, you know, good history. So it was great battle, you know, for five games. Now we flipped that page. It's over. And, you know, as soon as we got in that plane yesterday, you know, it's time to go. I mean, we're facing an opponent team who have a large professional player, great pitching, great bullpen. So it's going to be another great series here and from now on, you know. So I think our focus is always going to be there. We're going to go with, you know, our scouting, the things that we have to do. And at the end of the day, it's, best team win. But you want to do your scouting and make sure you're ready to go.
Albert, I'm so glad you brought up experience, because in baseball today, it seems like we're always getting numbers thrown at us. But I feel like getting lost in all that is the experience of being there before, having the right temperament. How valuable is that people don't talk about?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the analytics, you know, a lot of people get caught up into all that. I mean, one thing that you cannot do is punch a number in the analytics and treat the experience, you know, and teach people the experience. You have to have that experience, you know, and our bat with men on base or pitching in the mound with a tough situation. Those are numbers, you know, that you can't just punch a number in the computer. Those are stuff that you have to be in that situation and know how to handle. And I think, you know, a lot of our guys here obviously have been there and, you know, feel the pressure, you know. But I think at the end of the day, it's, you know, not try to do too much, kind of pass the baton, you know, whether we let the other guy do the work. And I think, you know, we've done that pretty good this year. You know, we did that pretty good last series, and I think that's why we end up advancing, you know, to the NLCS.
In a game like today, in a series like this, do you feel like each hitter is their best scout, and maybe you guys bring back your own scouting reports?
Well, you got great information, you know, and you know that the scouting give us in the front office, and you put that all together. But you know, at the end of the day, you need to do your homework, you know, and you need to be your own hitting coach and your own scouting, and you know, have an approach at the play and know what you want to do, knowing that, okay, I faced this guy last time. This is what he was trying to get me out with. And then you do your own scouting, too. So it's always good to have that information, but at the same time, it's good for you to do your work yourself, you know, because nobody can be best hitting coach than yourself. You have to feel it. You have to be feeling good. You have to trust your approach. And those are the things, you know, the great hitters do every night and great players.
That's so great to watch you hit, Albert. Even in batting practice last night here, it seems like you always have a plan, even in batting practice.
For me, you know, you know, a lot of people ask me if I ever changed my approach, and I haven't. You know, this is what helped me out for 20 plus years in the big leagues. I've done this since I was a little boy. I mean, I really take my job really seriously, and probably more serious than all the time that I have fun. And I think it's part of that is knowing, bro, that this is, I take this game like it's my last game of my career, the last since day one. And, you know, I have great manager, great coach, great players around me that have taught me. I've seen how they approach the game, and those are the things that I have taken from them and I applied in my game. And I think, you know, when I'm out there, whether I'm in the lineup, whether I'm on the bench, I always rooting for my guys, but like always have an idea, you know, on when I'm going to be in the lineup and just prepare myself for anything. And I think, you know, I said it last night, I think I was telling to Heidi, that it's a tough situation because you're asking a guy that was pretty much every day first base, you know, for 20 years, and now I'm on a different platoon. I have a different job, you know, if you want to say that. But I think for me, it was like, okay, this is my role now. Okay, how can I get the best out of it? And I think, you know, it's great when you have a front office like Friedman, you know, the trust on you, a manager like Dave Roberts, you know, the trust on you too, and the coaches, and believe in you and believe that you can help this ball club, you know, as always get the best out of you. Because when I believe when you let somebody be who they are, I think they get the best, you get the best out of it. And I think that's what they've done with me, you know, communication, talk, give me opportunity, put me in the best situation that I'm going to have success and help this ball club out. And, you know, I did that pretty well during the course of the season. And, you know, my job tonight is try to do the same thing, not try to do too much. I've been in this situation so many times, so I'm going to try to do the best that I can to help this ball club to win.
Well, you've done that all season long, Albert. It's been truly a pleasure to watch you do your work and your preparation and lead by example. And hopefully it continues again. Hopefully your teammates watch your approach and try not to do too much.
Well, the honor is mine. You know, this organization is just the history that this organization have. And like I say, from the top to the bottom, you know, just the trust that they have given me is really, I really enjoyed over the last 4.5 months being here, you know, with so many great veteran guys like JT now, Adam Max and Clayton, you know, then Mookie, Dave Price, you know, and, you know, the young guys like Will, Luxie, you know, all those guys with the future of this game, you know. I think I said it, and I'm going to continue to say it, when I first walked into the locker room, I didn't know what I was expecting. And as soon as I walked in there, I felt like I was being with these guys, you know, since day one from spring training. And that's the way that they made me feel. And that's probably yes, it's great to have the hard work and all that. I put that every day. But when you have teammates like that really believe in you and make it comfortable, I believe that's really easy for you to go out there and just do your best. And I think that's what they got. You know, they made me feel like welcome here, that I belong here, I was part of this family, and hopefully I can continue to be part of this family, you know, for the rest of my life, you know, when I'm done playing. So, you know, first of all, I thank God for opening this door for me. I thank Andrew, you know, and Doc and the front office for giving me this opportunity, you know, to be in the postseason and for believing in me.
Well, I think you get what you give, and you give a lot too, Albert, and I think that's why you get back a lot from these guys.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's building a relationship, man. Yes, we all make money. We all have a great career, hopefully, but at the end of the day, man, it's the memories that you make. Hopefully 10 years from now, you know, when I come to the stadium and see some of these young players, you know, we can just have built that relationship this year. And, you know, it's a relationship that you want to build not just on the field but way beyond your playing time. And I believe that's who we want to be, and that's how we should be, you know, because we get caught up so much into playing the game and focus so much and just so much pressure, you know, and sometimes we forget, you know, they're just a gang and we have to have fun. And the memories that we get with is this memory, you know, being in the National League Championship, you know. So it'll be fun, you know, it's going to be a fun series, you know, great team that we're facing. So, like I say, we hopefully, you know, come out on top, you know, at the end of the day.
You will. Thanks a lot for the time, and it's great to have you back in the NLCS wearing Dodger blue. Thank you, Albert.
Thanks for having me, bro. Bless you.